to 53. Driving back to Boston, Sonny thought about Jesse and herself. He was certainly someone she liked, maybe more than liked. He was funny and kind and a very good cop. And in the privacy of her car, she admitted to herself that his flaws were probably an asset. He had a drinking problem. He'd been fired in Los Angeles. His marriage had failed. She was pretty sure he could control the drinking. She'd seen him do it. The rest was really water under the bridge, but it made her feel less endangered, she smiled at her own word, less likely to be overpowered. If he could control the drinking, and not her, did he want to control her? Not exactly. It was more that she was supposed to be a certain way, look a certain way, something like that. And with her new insight, she could probably prevent herself from being controlled anyway, or whatever it was. She had crossed the General Edwards Bridge and was approaching Wonderland when her cell phone rang.
Sonny, it's Spike. You need to come to the Grey Gull, now.
Why?
Cheryl is here, Spike said. There's something a little wrong at the Bond of the Renewal.
I'm in Revere, Sonny said.
Turn around, Spike said.
Cheryl all right?
She's with me, Spike said. She's starting to calm down.
So what is it, Sonny said.
Sex, Spike said, I think. She's a little incoherent.
Okay, Sonny said, I'm on my way.
She had reached Bell Circle and turned back. The Grey Gull didn't open until noon, and when Sonny went in, there was only Spike and Cheryl sitting at the bar. There was a plate of scrambled eggs and toast on the bar beside Cheryl. She appeared not to have touched them. There was a mug of coffee from which she drank. Spike had coffee, too. When Sonny came in, Spike pointed at his coffee and raised his eyebrows. Sonny shook her head. She sat on a bar stool on the other side of Cheryl.
What's up? Sonny said.
Cheryl started to cry. Perhaps I should rephrase, Sonny said. Cheryl shook her head and kept crying.
What's going to happen to me? She said. Where can I go?
You don't have to go anywhere, Spike said. You can stay right here.
I can't.
Cheryl paused and cried harder, and got it a little under control and tried again.
I can't go home. I can't stay at the Renewal House.
Why? Sonny said.
They want me to fuck a bunch of old guys, Cheryl said.
All at once? Sonny said.
No.
When you say they want you to, Sonny said, how insistent are they?
They say I have to.
And they are who? Sonny said.
The Patriarch and the Seniors.
Seniors?
The, like, discipline board, you know, Cheryl said. Like the oldest people in the Bond.
And why do they want you to fuck a bunch of old guys? Sonny said.
It's like a reward, Cheryl said. They have a big party, and the old guys give money to the Bond, and the Bond gives them a girl.
A goddamn fundraiser? Sonny said. Spike nodded.
Did you know about this when I brought you back? Sonny said.
I knew that sometimes they had these parties, and some of the girls went with some of the men, Cheryl said. But I thought it was because they wanted to.
But it was forced, Sonny said.
They said if I didn't, I'd be booted out of the Bond.
Are other girls in the same boat? Sonny said.
Yes, Cheryl said.
Probably used the ones who had no other options, Spike said.
Sonny nodded. So did you do it? Sonny said.
Yes, Cheryl said. I mean, it's not like I'm a virgin, but an old fat guy I never even met before?
You had sex with this guy at the Renewal House, Sonny said.
Cheryl nodded.
And as soon as it was over, she said, I just put my clothes on and ran out of the house and ran here.
You did the right thing, Sonny said.
But where can I go? Cheryl said.
Here, Spike said. You can stay with me while we work things out.
You? Cheryl said.
I won't molest you, Spike said. I'm gayer than a French polka.
I guess so, Cheryl said.
We'll figure something out, Sonny said. Let me look into it all a little more.
You won't tell them where I am, Cheryl said.
No, but even if I did, Spike won't let anyone bother you, Sonny said.
Even if there was a lot of them?
Even if the whole board of seniors came, Spike said.
You may recall Spike in action, Sonny said, when we got you out of the Rackley Center.
Cheryl looked at Spike.
I think you beat up about 3 or 4 people, she said. It's kind of hard to remember.
3, Spike said. Piece of cake.
Sonny stood. What are you going to do? Cheryl said.
I'm not sure yet, Sonny said. I may consult with the local chief of police.
Weren't you consulting with him last night? Spike said.
I was, Sonny said.
Probably good I didn't call till this morning, Spike said.
It was, Sonny said. I think my cell phone was turned off.
Unlike yourself, Spike said.
Bite your tongue, Sonny said.
She looked at Cheryl.
You okay, Sonny said. You need a bath, a doctor, anything?
I took a shower, Cheryl said, and Spike put my clothes through his washer-dryer, but I don't have any of my other stuff.
Okay, Sonny said. I'll get you stuff.
What if they won't give it to you? Cheryl said.
Sonny smiled.
I'll get your stuff, she said.